How prone head rest help reduce anesthesia risks. The application of anesthesia ensures surgical patients experience comfort while remaining safe throughout the procedure. Processes under extended anesthesia become hazardous when patients maintain improper positions because this produces serious complications including airway blockage alongside nerve injuries and tissue pressure injuries. The implementation of prone head rests serves as an important method to minimize both safety hazards and risks that affect procedures conducted in the prone position. The role of prone head rest in airway management. Airway maintenance poses a crucial challenge for patients undergoing anesthesia while positioned in the prone position. Prone head rest was specifically designed to deliver sufficient neck and head support that allows the airway to stay properly straight. When used correctly, the positioning device stops tracheal compression, thus lowering the chances of airway closure because the head remains correctly situated. When used with intubation and ventilation procedures, the prone head rest delivers improved stability to the head, pressure distribution, and nerve protection. The continued effects of anesthesia increase the risk of nerve damage together with skin pressure injuries known as pressure sores. The use of a prone head rest distributes face and forehead pressure evenly, thus decreasing the chance of skin injuries and nerve damage. The prone head rest distributes pressure evenly across the face and facial nerves, thus reducing risk of complications like ocular injuries together with brachial plexus neuropathies that result from improper head placement. Enhance stability with prone position gel pads. A prone head rest maintains head stability, but it is the prone position gel pads that function as the essential stabilizers for the body. The pads serve to cushion the areas with bones while reducing the strain on the chest and abdomen as well as the limbs. Correct use of prone position gel pads allows for spinal alignment that prevents strained neck and back tissue which would otherwise compromise anesthesia safety. Transitioning to supine position and recovery. Patient recovery after surgical procedures requires healthcare providers to move patients from prone to supine positioning. Supine position gel pads serve as essential tools that provide both comfort and support to the patient after an extended period of being positioned in the prone position. The gel pads help patients move easily between positions because they lessen discomfort through their gradual adjustment and they inhibit postural hypertensive events. Conclusion: a prone head rest and both prone position gel pads and supine position gel pads are vital elements to minimize anesthesia-related risks. The equipment enables correct management of airways and protects nerve tissue while improving total surgical stability. Medical professionals can create better surgical results and safer patient treatment through the adoption of these positioning instruments in anesthesia-intensive procedures.